A small local forest preserve beckoned that morning. A creek runs through it. I love a place where the water and the woods meet. On my way to my favorite trail, I walked by a shelter as a couple was unloading their car. Noting a cooler and chairs, I asked if they were going to have a picnic. They stared at me and then at each other with something close to panic in their eyes. I realized they didn't understand, so I made motions as if I were eating. They laughed and nodded their heads. I joined the laughter, clapped, and gave them a double thumbs up as I continued on my way with a smile and a little lighter step. Sharing laughter is invigorating. I thought about a conversation I had with friends recently. We discussed the increased level of fear we experience when driving or otherwise interacting in the world. I confessed that the world feels scary to me. One especially wise participant listened for a few minutes and then disagreed. She explained that she isn't scared because she meets every person with a smile. She reminded us that the vast majority of people are friendly. When she meets others with a smile, it shifts their energy. They're usually friendly because they know that she's friendly. I'm not sure if she said her smile disarms them, but that's what I understood. I thought about the sweet interaction with the picnicking couple. I was careful to let them know I meant well with my body language, so we connected in a positive way with smiles and laughter. The month of May offers an abundance of dame's violet, amazing pink flowers that are the perfect shade to contrast their mossy green foliage. Every year about this time, I'm challenged to capture that pink against the green, and the garlicky smell of a plant I don't know, and the slightly swampy smell of the creek. It's never successful. It's like trying to capture the beauty of the mountains. The big picture holds the magic. But I try anyway. This time I was sharing the flowers with a big fat bumblebee. She buzzed around my head, but bumblebees are gentle, so I wasn't scared. I talked to her and moved along the trail a bit so she could enjoy her work in peace while I tried to figure out this familiar puzzle. I was on my knees, choosing a focal point, when I heard the bee behind me again. I laughed and asked her if she wanted to be in my picture. I quickly and instinctively pressed the red button as I sensed her move from behind me. I hoped she might be within the frame. The moment was over. She was gone, but not without allowing me to document the connection. Maybe bees are like humans. I met her without fear. We met with mutual respect and kindness. I continued along the loop. At this point, I was nearly skipping. Wildlife volunteering to be in a photo makes my heart soar. I love this picture. It feels like magic. In fact, I think it's proof that magic exists. As I returned to my car, I passed the picnickers. They smiled widely in unison. The man said carefully, "Ma'am, would you like a piece of chicken?"